بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد The Mubarak complexion of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's complexion was white with reddish traces Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates Once somebody gave Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam a black sheet which was to be used as an upper garment as a gift. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam donned it and said to me, Aisha, how does it look on me? I said to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it was extremely attractive. I told him that the fairness of his complexion enhanced the rich blackness of the sheet and the blackness of the sheet enhanced his fair complexion. That is, the combination of white and black was dazzling. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's complexion was neither totally white nor totally brownish. Note, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fair in complexion. However, the whiteness of his complexion was not like the whiteness of lime, rather it was mixed with a slight reddishness. Sayyiduna Hind ibn Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed face shone like the full moon. Abu Yunus, the freed slave of Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he heard Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saying, I never saw anything more beautiful than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was as if the sun was glowing from his forehead. That is, his entire face was luminous and radiant. Note, the muhaddithin have also stated that those parts of the Mubarak body that were exposed to the sun were white with a tinge of red as well. However, the usually concealed portion of the body was fairer. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayri al-khalqi kullihim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.